There are two main factors that determine your paycheck. What are they? The first one is specialized knowledge. Not general knowledge, but specialized knowledge. I learned this lesson from a famous book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. He said that successful people in all callings never stop acquiring specialized knowledge related to their major purpose, business, or profession. Now, here are some examples of specialized knowledge. It can be technical knowledge, like accounting standards, law, taxation. It can be management skills, because that's a specialized knowledge, like knowing how to lead a team, how to delegate tasks to others, how to inspire others to be more productive. It's a really specialized skill, and not many people can do that. It's also special experience. Maybe you're the best person to do intercompany reconciliation or balance sheet recs. Maybe you know everything about bankruptcy law or mergers or whatever it is. Specialized knowledge, in my opinion, can also be contacts. Maybe you have contacts in government or with other accounting firms or with law firms. Maybe you have contacts that can help you to close deals or to help you with audits. Also, if you look at the highest paid professions in finance and in the professional industry, it's either executives or management. So if you really want to earn top dollar, make sure that you really fine-tune your management skills. Or if you don't know how to fine-tune it, then start from scratch. Start there. The thing is, with management, you need to manage yourself first. And once you know how to manage yourself, then you can start to work outwards and start to manage others. It's a really important skill if you want to get paid more. Now, the last couple of pay rises I got, people started to ask me, like, what's your management experience? Who were the people under you? Like, who were you managing? It's really important that you realize that you're already somewhere in the hierarchy, and there's always people above you and always people below you. The more people you can have below you, and it's not to look down on them, it's just a hierarchy. It's the hierarchical structure of companies. The more people you have below you, the more you can demand that higher pay. Because in the end, most hierarchies are a pyramid. It's like people with no specialized skills are in the bottom, and the ones with management skills and specialized knowledge, they're at the top. And it's not going to go like this. If it was going to be a pyramid upside down, you wouldn't get paid as much. You will get paid shit because there's so many people there. The reason why people in the top get paid so much is because not many people can do their job. The second main factor that determines your paycheck is your replacement value. Jobs that are the poorest paid are those that you can learn in a day, like, being a waiter or working fast food or in hospitality at the bar. You can learn it in an hour or in a couple of hours. Like, if you start to work at McDonald's, everything has procedures, like flip a burger, look at the menu, put salad on, or whatever it is. Like, you can learn it in, a very short period of time. And because the replacement value is so low, they can hire a kid off the street, they can hire a homeless person to do the job, the pay is not as good. And for you to expect like some of those jobs to be paid well, it's an illusion, it's a fantasy, it's not going to happen. Now, don't get me wrong, you may work really, really hard, but because the replacement value is so low, you're not gonna get paid very much. The same is true for cleaners and retail workers. I'm sure most of them work really, really hard, but it's easy to replace them so they don't get paid as much. Here's your homework for today. I want you to think of what specialized knowledge do you already possess. Do you have a certain degree or accounting knowledge or negotiation skills? Make a list of every single specialized knowledge that you have and how it can help you in your job. The second question is, what specialized knowledge will help you to get your next pay rise? So let's say that you work as an accountant, and the next position will be like a senior accountant position. Do some research and look at like what are some of the skill requirements for the next level up. Probably you already have some of that. Like if they ask for maybe 10 different skills, maybe you already possess 5, and all you have to do is work on those other 5 skills so you can really get those pay rises and get those promotions. The third question for you is how can you become less easily replaceable? Now, when I started my last position, the amount of time it took to train me was 3 months, and still I'm learning so many new things every single day. And I've already been there for more than a year. So look at your job, like, was your training period short or long? That's kind of an indicator, like, how easily replaceable you are. If you were trained in a week, you know that you are very easily replaceable. And the more things and tasks that you can do in your position that no one else can, the more, the less easily replaceable you become. So have a think about it, like what extra projects can you start to become less easily replaceable? And how can you make that training cycle to train your replacement, how can you make that as long as possible? So your company realizes like, hey, you know, that guy or that girl, you know, he has some value and he determined he should get a pay rise. Make sure you do this homework because it's so important to help you to get multiple pay rises this year.